To learn a bit more about the lawyers in Pakistan, I spoke today with Hina Jilani. She's a lawyer of the Pakistani Supreme Court. Jilani's sister is also a lawyer who's under house arrest, and Jilani herself might be under arrest if she were not in London right now. She was traveling when Pakistani authorities went looking for her.
A lot of lawyers and human rights activists were arrested following the imposition of martial law on Saturday the 3rd. And my warrant of arrest was issued at the same time for preventive detention. And the police is surrounding my house at the moment. It just so happened that I was out of the country at the time.
So I want to ask you about actually what's going on the ground in Pakistan. Help us understand what's motivating the lawyers. Are they upset primarily by the sacking of Judge Chaudhry or the imposition of emergency rule, or was this perhaps a match that sparked an underlying anger that had already been simmering?
I think it was really an underlying anger that was already simmering, but it was brought to the foreground earlier this year when the government attacked the independence of the judiciary and sacked the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And the lawyers felt that it is their responsibility as a very important element of the civil society to protect the rule of law and the independence of the judiciary. They were successful and the government had to back down. Now, obviously, everybody in Pakistan, especially those who belong to the civil society sectors, know that this government has no respect for human rights, and they knew that at some point they will strike again, and they did.
Now, lawyers have taken to the streets all over the country. There have been clashes between police and lawyers in several places, Peshawar, Lahore, Multan. I'm just curious if the lawyers are organized or coordinated in their opposition, or is this more of a spontaneous action breaking out all over the country all at once?
Well, they are a coordinated body. Lawyers are very well organized in Pakistan. But as you probably know, almost every leader of the lawyers' movement has been arrested. The president of the Supreme Court Bar has been arrested and has been placed under solitary confinement. The former president of the Supreme Court Bar. There are almost 50,000 lawyers in Pakistan, and they are spread all over Pakistan. Even the smallest town has a bar association. And we see lawyers coming out one after the other from these small towns, despite the fact that the leadership has now been arrested.
But it's curious, so right now the lawyers are marching through the streets, but you haven't seen the people marching behind them.
I think the shock of the kind of move that the military government has made, and even in the past, when there is a martial law imposed, there is an immediate paralysis out of fear, out of shock. But I think that will wear off. It is not easy for any movement to continue without a solidarity of the people, and I am sure that the people of Pakistan do support the lawyers' movement. They have always supported it. Their visibility will come with time.
And I understand that your sister is under arrest as well.
Yes, she is under house arrest.
Have you been able to keep in contact with her?
Well, not directly with her, but I have been speaking to people who know about her welfare and about her situation.
When do you expect to go back to Pakistan?
What do you expect to find? As soon as I can go back, I will, because that is the place that I have to be. Well, what I hear right now is that the warrant of arrest is still alive against me and the police has surrounded my house. So obviously I will be placed under house arrest. But although that causes me some concern because it keeps me from my work, it also keeps me from performing my mandate as the special representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations on Human Rights Defenders. But at the same time, these are some of the minor worries that I have. The major concern that I have and worry that I have is the consequences of Musharraf's actions for my own country.
You've given no thought to staying in London?
No, I have not. This is not my home. Why should I give Musharraf the satisfaction of disrupting my commitments, my work, and the role that I play in my own country, both as a lawyer and as a human rights activist?
Hina Jilani is a lawyer of the Supreme Court in Pakistan. She spoke to us from London. Hina, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.